Blue Jay basketball drops its doubleheader against number one Century, while the Blue Jay boys hockey team picks up a win on senior night. This is the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jaron Matheny. The Jamestown High School boys and girls basketball teams both fell to top-ranked Century in doubleheader action on Tuesday night from Jerry Meyer Arena. In girls basketball, Jamestown losing by just 2 points, 51-49, Century victorious over the Blue Jays. Logan Nisley did not play last night, but a 16-1 run at the end of the first half of play had Jamestown up by a point at the break. Katie Falk led Jamestown during the opening 18 minutes, and then it was Ella Falk who led the Blue Jays late. Jamestown tied this game at 45, but a three-quarters court shot from Ella Falk was just off the mark at the horn. Ella led the way for Jamestown with 22 points, and Katie Falk had a double-double with 12 points as the Jays fall to 8-7 overall and 7-7 in the West region. In boys basketball, Century 74, Jamestown 59. Thomas Newman scored 21 points last night and had 20-plus for the second consecutive game, but not enough offense around for Jamestown in the loss to number one Century. Ryan Larson also had 12 points, including 8 in the first half, and Noah Meisner added 11. The Blue Jay boys are now 8-7 overall and 7-7 in the West region. Jamestown hosts Bismarck Legacy on Thursday night. It was senior night at Wilson Arena last night, and the Blue Jay boys hockey team responded to the home crowd with a 3-2 victory. Senior Gavin Gerhart had a pair of goals, and senior Easton Romsdahl netted his 5th goal of the season. Andrew Walls turned in another strong performance in net with 34 saves. The Blue Jay girls hockey team fell to Mandan on the road 4-3 last night. The Belzer sisters took care of the scoring. Senior Bernadette scored twice, and Stella Belzer, a 7th grader, scored on a breakaway. The Blue Jay girls are now 4-14 on the year. The Blue Jay boys improved to 10-7-2 overall and will be on the road at Fargo North on Thursday night. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, head to NewsDakota.com.